There's been a shake-up in Gotham City. For the third installment of the Batman movie series, Val Kilmer has taken over the role of the Caped Crusader from Michael Keaton, and the director of the last two Batman movies, Tim Burton, has been replaced by Joel Schumacher, who made The Client, Falling Down, Flatliners, and The Lost Boys. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Batman Forever.
If Bob Dole and William Bennett had just waited until the end of this summer, their gripe about violence in the movies might have become a moot point. Not so much because audiences would join them in their hand-wringing, but because the violence in this summer's movies is so tiresome. The endless chases and explosions in Die Hard with a Vengeance provoked mighty yawns. The futuristic shoot-em-ups in Johnny Mnemonic flattened what might have been an intriguing movie. And now there's Batman Forever. Watching it, you go through the six stages of bad movie entrapment. Denial, anger, boredom, intense boredom, anger again, and, oh God, let me out of here. Preceding those stages, though, there's a brief period of delight, especially if, like me, you're predisposed to liking Batman movies in general, and Val Kilmer in particular. And sure enough, as things get underway, Kilmer proves to be a very sensual, soulful Batman. Especially when he arrives at the scene of a vast robbery being committed by an evildoer named Two-Face. That's where Gotham City's police commissioner, played by Pat Hingle, introduces him to the beautiful and flirtatious Dr. Chase Meridian, played by Nicole Kidman.
Hot entrance. I'm Chase Meridian.
I asked Dr. Meridian to come to Gotham to consult on this case. She specializes in
abnormal psychology, multiple personalities. I read your work. Insightful. Naive, but insightful.
I'm flattered. Not every girl makes a superhero's night table.
Can we reason with him? He's holding innocent people up there.
It won't do any good. He'll slaughter them without thinking twice.
Agreed. A trauma powerful enough to create an alternate personality leaves the victim...
in a world where normal rules of right and wrong no longer apply.
Exactly.
Like you. Well, let's just say I could write a hell of a paper on a grown man who dresses like a flying rodent.
Bats aren't rodents, Dr. Meridian.
Really? I didn't know that. You are interesting.
Already you can hear a certain annoying stiffness in the movie's banter. At first you chalk it up to the comic book tone. After a while, it just sounds like a certain annoying stiffness in the movie's banter. But that's the least of this picture's problems. The script is nearly witless, and the actors are forced to deliver their lines at top volume and breakneck speed because they've got to compete with all the commotion going on around them. There's Tommy Lee Jones gobbling up the scenery as Two-Face, a former DA who has a split personality and a split face to go with it. There's Two-Face's partner in crime, the Riddler, played by Jim Carrey in his usual rubber-boned style. The Riddler has invented a machine for getting inside people's brains and sucking all the energy out of them. There's Robin, Batman's new sidekick, played by the saccharine Chris O'Donnell. And, like the two main criminals, he has a story that has to be related to us in mind-numbing detail, and at very high speed. The movie's real star is the production design by Barbara Ling. It's lighter and brighter than anything in the two previous pictures, but it's also more stuffed with gaudy detail. And as if all that weren't busy enough, the director, Joel Schumacher, shoots his action scenes in quick, disjointed cuts so that we never know where we are or who's doing what. Since the characters are completely hollow, we don't much care. Batman Forever? No, it just feels that way.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.